Now let's go ahead and give that emergency break of the week a good firm yank.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hey, Tom, stop telling me we got to go, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
Uh-oh.
I don't need to put up with your crap, you fat F. I don't need to put up with anything from you or anybody else. You fat mother F.
You're so important to this.
Bye.
This team's just not that good.
It was the owner. It was the owner. It was the owner.
The emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
You ever figure out who it was, the owner or the GM, in that conversation? Just Breaks brings us the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get a chance to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. We heard about this. This is before we got the guys' night out. We didn't get it turned around in time for last Friday, but we bring it to you this morning. We had Michael Lombardi on this week, and we were talking about, after that huge game for Michael Vick this past weekend, they were talking on the NFL Network about, right now, he's the front-running candidate for MVP of the league, with the way he's been playing. Well, Corby was ahead of the curve on this. He was talking about it last Thursday night on the Hardline, and there was an animal lover there at Guys Night Out that took exception to Corby saying good things about Michael Vick, and listen to this stop down.
I don't even think it's a... I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because the guy's missed a couple of games and he didn't even start his first game. But Michael Vick is the best player in the NFL. Michael Vick is the most valuable player on his own team, and Michael Vick is the most valuable player in the NFL. Michael Vick, who looked like no one was more... Who yelled that? Chill out.
Hey, just say the truth, buddy. Don't
what?
Mess with kids. Don't mess with animals. Won't be burning head.
Woo!
Just go screw yourself.
Oh, my God. Sir, I agree.
Come on, keep the stomach for the fight.
I agree,
shut
sir.
Up,
that
bitch.
I'm not a fan. Irwin, do something.
Irwin, shoot him.
Control here.
Irwin. Shut him up.
What is happening?
We're being challenged one-on-one.
For what?
Some hick out there is screaming at us.
About what?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I'd like to be his friend.
He is certainly in the discussion. When I first started considering...
Don't mess with kids, don't mess with animals, and if you do, you're going to burn.
What was Mike doing there?
Just taking it all in, rubbing his hands together, I think.
Just sitting on the sideline, just looking.
Hoping that Corby is going to square off with this guy.
Did Corby have shake voice?
I think at the end of that, yeah. Because I would, too, if thinking that guy was
going to
charge you or something. The guy just got totally ticked.
Protect me, Irwin.
Now, come on.
All right, so there's random... I don't even know if that guy's a P1. Guy out at Guys Night Out that took exception to Michael Vick as an MVP in the NFL. We had a skateboarding legend on, the great Tony Hawk, this week. And I thought Gordon really had a question at the end of the interview. And I'm so sorry we let him ask it. Hey, we appreciate the time this morning. Oh, wait, you got a question for him, Gordo?
Yeah, you're kind of known as the Tony Hawk of skateboarding. Is that fun?
All right.
Just ignore that.
I thought he actually had something.
That is very fun. It's a lot to live up to, I think, but it's fun.
We're very sorry about that.
Thanks, skateboard man.
That's the guy by the name of Gordo who asks questions like that from time to time. It's kind of like being on Jackass 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Well, you know, you're the Gordo of radio. How does that feel?
Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
That's a good way to say it. All right, Tony, thanks for the time. Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
That's the great Tony Hawk. So the only thing we got out of that is the Gordo drop of you're the Gordo of radio.
What a weird dismount to an interview that was. Just all over the place.
That was a very difficult interview because Tony Hawk was a fast talker and gave short answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys probably asked 200 questions during that interview.
And I only had about 3 planned. So I had to really start riffing.
Gordo's question was not one that I had planned.
Really?
It was being Tony Hawk.
It's a good point, though.
Tony Hawk of skateboarding fun. No, it's not.
Okay, is he not known as the Tony Hawk of skateboarding?
Moving on to candidate number 3. The great Gordo's up there as candidate number 2. Candidate number 3 is interesting. and that it's the emergency break of the week that is up for the emergency break of the week. We were out and about last week, Friday during the show, and we were trying to go to calls to vote on the emergency break of the week, and it sounded something like this. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, now, is that a vote for Norm?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Moses. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good Lord.
Holy cow.
Please, Santa Jesus, save us from this.
Hello.
Who's that?
Dear Joseph.
Uh-oh.
What?
All the lines are blinking right now.
Pray to Joseph Stack.
I was about to pray to St. Joseph, not Joseph Stack. Why would
Joseph Stack?
Why do you consider Joseph Stack a saint? He flew a plane into a building in Austin.
Off the air, that's all you ever talk about is Joseph Stack and the properties of Joseph Stack.
That's so insane, I don't even know where to start.
The martyrdom of Joseph Stack and all that crap.
All right, let's try it again. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, okay. Well, geez, I couldn't hear through the talk out here, so...
So go ahead, George, you fill this time.
So there you go. No voting, and that may be a good thing.
Why did you just clam up?
Well, because...
That was a great opportunity. You always are asking for stage time here at the ticket.
Yeah.
And we gave you a few minutes to do your stuff.
That from the guy who walks around with his own personal spotlight, and I'm the one who's always asking
for... His own personal spotlight. You said you wanted to do your set? Well, there was your chance.
No.
Do you have a set?
I don't have a set, no. I know. So there's the e-break now.
That was awful.
Wasn't that terrible?
It's horrible radio.
They said it was the phones, but do you think it was Fernando's pilot error there?
Yeah, I'm sure it was pilot error, and he'll blame it on something technical.
It's not hard to do.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Corby, it's not Corby, the guy who wanted to kill Corby, Gordo, or the e-break. That's up for the e-break. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, is it Natron Means and Marion Butts?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's greasy RFPD.
No, all right, we're not going to listen to you.
RFPD.
Not going to listen to you.
That's rigid female pleasure device.
That's hilarious. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'll vote for Gordon Keith and his celebration of life through pornography.
Okay.
Hello.
Have fun.
Do not talk like that.
Good God.
What the heck, people?
We're going to have to suspend
voting.
Maybe the
phone should be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the Swamp Donkey's imaginary family. Thank you.
The Swamp Donkey's imaginary family?
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station. Who you vote for? Moses.
Malone. Pull that last Gordo comment, by the way. That can make no sense down the road.
Down the road? Made no sense now.
Higher on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Jerry won't pull it.
Gordon Keith. Turtle tampon.
Turtle tampon.
And a Gordon Keith vote. Higher on the ticket.
Hey, they all suck this week, but I guess the third one's the most crazy, so I'll pay the third one.
Okay. Well, thanks for your commentary. I was looking forward to it.
Hi,
you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah. I like to say Corby Davidson is super gay.
Oh, it's the Z-ster.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the e-break, if I could.
Go ahead, Wade.
Fired me. Yeah. How you doing, guys? E-break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep.
Who you vote for?
I guess
the e-break. Oh, he brought the e-break. Yeah. Oh, the e-break. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The GNOP1.
Thank you, sir. That's the way to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Shaky voice Corby hiding behind the mic.
Irwin.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, on behalf of the Unticket, My Ticket Confession blog, I'd like to vote for that guy Irwin murdered.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think he did that, sir. I think he just ushered him out of the restaurant.
Do we have an Aikman e-break yesterday?
Yeah. We didn't put it up, though.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to encourage everyone to love your ticket employees. If you love Colby, if you love Ryan, if you love microphones.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
That's who's a good, that?
That's Michael Vick.
And oh, yeah.
We have a winner for the Out of Control Guy at Guy's Night Out.
I don't even think it's a... I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because the guy's missed a couple of games and he didn't even start his first game. But Michael Vick is the best player in the NFL.
All hell's breaking loose.
Michael Vick is the most valuable player on his own team, and Michael Vick is the most valuable player in the NFL. Michael Vick, who looked like no one was more... Who yelled that?
Here.
Chill out.
Hey, two sacred safe roof, buddy. Don't
what?
Kids, don't mess with animals. Fucking bird and hay.
Woo!
Just go screw yourself.
Oh, my God. Sir, I agree.
Come on, keep the stomach for the fight.
I agree,
shut
sir.
Up,
that
bitch.
I'm not a fan. Irwin, do something.
Irwin, shoot him.
Control here.
Irwin. Shut him up.
What is happening?
We're being challenged one-on-one.
For what?
Some hick out there is screaming at us.
About what?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I'd like to be his friend.
The other weird thing that happened there is right after he issued that opinion, someone dropped a plate and it broke.
Mm-hmm.
So that added to the madness of it, and there was like booing, and then that guy who just went crazy on him. All right, so how many is that for the unidentified P1?
That's number one for the violent P1. He ties Tom Brokaw and Cactus.
Jeez. It's 8:12 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next.